Sorry I'm late. I was watching Upload.
Hi, I'm Austin, and this is Late Starters. Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
What's Upload?
It's a show on Amazon and it's awesome.
Does it?
Stephen Amell is no longer my favorite Amell. It's Robbie Amell now because, like, okay, so here's the thing. Paolo Costanzo is in it. And Jenna told me I should watch the show when we met Paolo Costanzo.
Is that the guy? Never mind.
Yeah, when we were at GalaxyCon. And then I just started watching the show now, and so I've been giving Jenna a whole bunch of crap about how she should have told me a long time ago to watch the show. And so she's been getting really mad at me for doing that. So I thought I would include it here so that when she hears it, she can get mad at me again. But it's really good, and there's three seasons. And the last episode, they have to make a fourth season or else I'm going to riot.
Have you seen The Tomorrow People?
I have not. I don't know what The Tomorrow People is.
I think that has both the Amells in it. And I think Robbie Amell is the star of it, but it's time traveling superhero fun show, but they canceled it after like three seasons on cliffhanger. So
I hate it. I hate that they cancel stuff. I did watch Code 8 and Code 8 was pretty cool.
Is that a hacker show?
No, it's about like robot police.
Oh, sounds cool as hell.
Yeah. And the awfulness of robot police.
What do you think about robot police, Alex?
I don't know what that, unless that's like a weird name that we're calling Transformers now. I don't know. But I did just find out that Paolo Costanzo grew up very close to me.
What?
He grew up in like a few suburbs away from me in Canada.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. I'm like deep in IMDb.
Oh my god.
Is he from Canada?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think all of them are. I think because it was filmed in Canada. Animorphs was. It was. I say it like we all know what I'm talking about. We don't. Animorphs was filmed in Canada.
I have to tell you, one of the jokes that he made in Upload made me laugh so hard. Because he plays a character named Mateo, and when he first meets somebody, he's like, my name is Mateo. It's like Matt, except you get beat up more when you're a kid. And then we just threw up Paolo, and I was like, oh, that's so funny.
Oh, no.
That's so funny.
I love him.
So he played Axe, and now he plays Mateo.
Sounds
oh my god! Like
Mateo, who is also an Andalite, who plays an Andalite.
I swear to God,
it's written in the stars, baby. You know what else was written in the stars?
Sex.
Nope.
In the Lion King.
I like. Yes. Alex win. All right, you bring us to the recap, Alex. You win.
Oh, and then my prize is to take us into this recap?
Hey. So last time we finished up with Brock at the coffee shop, and then, the guy, Spoons, what was his name again?
Brah.
Richard? No, I don't think it was Richard.
Hi, Brah.
Sven. Maybe it was Sven. We'll go with Sven. Anyway, he came in and we all met up. And, we decided to, like, go shopping and, you know, stock up on supplies since we've been in the forest for a while. And we were gonna go to the Pokemon Center and the museum and the gym.
Bruh.
And then Sven was like, oh, we could go to the bar. And I was like, well, we're too young for that, I'm pretty sure. And then he started winking a lot. And Ford asked him if he was single. And then, and that's how we found out that Ford can teleport. And we talked about Karai, and he doesn't realize how bad she is. I don't know. We've said everything we can to convince him, but I don't know. Anyway, we went to the Pokemart to buy stuff. We got a lot of free candy, which we gave to Chonks. And then as we were leaving, Posey comes up, and she shoplifted. She did a bad crime. Callan's a bad influence on her, I think. But Ford seemed okay with it. She stole a rare candy, and Ford thought it was a regular candy, and we had to explain to him it's not a regular candy, it's a special candy, and he gave it to Posey, and she leveled up. Hooray! And we stopped at the Pokemon Center to heal up, and Callan really needed to heal up. I don't know how she's still alive at this point. And then we went to the museum, and we tried to get in for free because we knew Dr. Brock, and he was like, no, just pay the money and you can get in whenever you want. So we did, and I tried to pay the money, and the girl at the turnstile was like really nice and let me in for free for some reason. I don't know. She was so nice. And then we looked around, and we learned that an ammonite fossil got stolen from the museum several years ago, and maybe Karai is connected to that or something. And we saw some cool stuff like a Hisuian Pokeball and ancient tablets and all sorts of fossils and skeletons and all sorts of cool stuff. It was really fun. And we got some gift shop trinkets, and then Ford said, "Let's go to the gym."
You guys are in Pewter City, still storming.
Fucking cop out.
You know how you know it's still storming? It's raindrops hitting you guys. It's dark.
You're lightning cucking us.
I know. How are we supposed to ever make merch if you won't commit to the bit, Austin? Like, it has to be in every episode. You have to do it.
Guys, my throat hurts.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But for you all, anything. Lightning crashes behind Mount Doom. Not Mount Doom.
What?
Wait.
Hang on.
Hold on.
Surprise!
I'm so excited to surprise. Yeah, I can't wait to do this Lord of the Rings D&D game that we're playing.
Oh my god.
All right. Here it is.
Why do I have this ring all of a sudden? What's happening?
Ford, I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you.
Why does Callan keep calling me Fordo? I don't get it.
Oh no.
Because it's like Ford, but you get beat up for it.
We did it.
What the fuck?
There's the gym's over there.
Oh, okay.
Over where?
I hook the ring at it.
It slides into the mud and a bubble just as it encloses over the ring and it drops down into the soil from whence it was forged.
I wonder if that ring's going to be a problem later.
I can't think of a single reason it would be.
What does that street sign say? Isildur? Where are we?
Cast it into the fire! Isildur!
So, we've left the museum?
You all have something else you want to do in the museum, Callan?
Did we get to go to the gift shop? Did we get to the gift? I know we went to the gift shop, but like, do we get like free stuff from the gift shop now? You know that late night free stuff, like after they close and stuff's free.
Well, do you try to get anything for free? They don't give you anything for free.
I guess it depends how hard the museum person is flirting with Victor still. It's going to have a direct correlation to how guilty I feel about this.
Well, she's just staring googly eyes as you guys are approaching the exit. You guys see outside through this glass dome that the rain would have been hitting you and the lightning crashing behind Mount Moon.
Doom.
I see where the confusion was for you.
But she's just... as he walks closer to the exit.
Does an army ride to the gate of the museum to draw the eye of this museum attendant towards them so we may make one last bid?
An army?
An army.
No, you don't see an army.
Men of Gondor, of Rohan, my brothers. I'm sorry, I just really want to do a Lord of the Rings thing. Yeah. I can recite the entire speech for you if you like, but I don't think anyone would like that, so we should probably move on, and I'm sorry for my part in this.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll do the Lord of the Rings thing one day.
Yeah. Gengar calls for aid. That's what I was trying
Gengar
to...
Gengar calls for aid.
I couldn't get there.
Oh, no. Hang on.
And right you shall answer.
No.
Fuck.
Gengar calls for aid.
Casey, write that one down real quick.
Yep.
If any beacons need to be lit, I'm ready.
Last call for the gift shop, a man says.
Where are we going again? Are we going to Mount Moon?
We're going to go to the gym. We're going to go to the bar. Maybe not in that order.
And what are we going to do at the gym? Are we going to go battle Pokemon people?
Yeah, because you especially would do great.
I don't... Maybe.
Is Brock still the gym leader here?
No, I think he's running Brock School of Rock. For those about to rock, we salute you. That's the tagline I've just been workshopping.
That's a good name. I like it.
What about for those about to Brock?
For those about to Brock, we salute you. Damn it.
For
all
those
right.
About to Brockiate.
Brock paper scissors.
Though that's
Brock
pretty good too.
Brock paper scissors.
Hey, that's good, Callan.
Is that Brock?
Brock, who said that?
Oh, it's me.
Oh.
I've been here the whole time.
I've been here the whole Sam time. Reich. It's Sam Reich. I didn't know Sam Reich was in our game.
I'm not Sam Reich. I'm Jet.
Your best, oh, man. I thought you were going to have like friend? A series of games that we were going to start playing and then not know the rules until we were playing them.
Well, some would say that's life.
Rock around the Brock.
Rocking around.
You were going to say Christmas tree, but I don't.
I'm still thinking about the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. That's all I can think about now is this Christmas tree.
Brocking around the misty tree.
That's no good.
Better hope Ash don't catch them.
I'm walking towards the entrance.
Yeah, I'm leaving with Victor. That was not cool. I'm leaving with Victor.
Hey, that was Austin. Don't take it out on Jet.
Wow, I've heard a lot about like the sort of toxicity of a person blaming their character for shitty behavior. I've never heard of the character blaming the player for shitty behavior.
They ain't all cut like me.
What about Brock Stock and Barrel?
Brock Stock and Barrel! Yep, that's it.
Like that's what Ford's saying as they're walking out.
You guys are as you approach the exit. The attendee looks at Victor, smiles. Did you see everything you wanted to see?
I think so.
I think she saw everything she wanted to see. Or wait, no, hold on, that wasn't good enough. I think there's a lot more she wants to see. How about that one? Was that better, Callan?
Yeah, that was great.
You catch the Kabutops? The skeleton.
Ford's like, is that how you... I've been saying that wrong.
Have you been saying it?
Cabotaps?
Cap... Like the noodles?
No, that's... Cavatappy.
Yeah, and how did you say the Pokemon?
Cavatap?
And now the noodles?
Cavatappi.
And the Pokemon one more time?
Cavatap?
Okay.
It's like a Matrix thing.
I don't... How do you say it again? What? How do you say it?
Kabutops.
I mean, I'm not sure I'm the authority on this, but I would say it Kabutops.
Kabutops.
But now I kind of want to say it Kabutops.
Your friends are interesting. They haven't... It seems like their arguments are...
Oh. Khan, we are so third wheeling right now. We need
I know.
We are cramping Victor style so bad.
We are so bad.
Yeah, I know, we're terrible. We gotta find a reason to sneak away. Come up with something real quick.
Kellen is going to fully grab Ford's hand and just start skipping out of there.
Where are you guys going? Wait up!
No, wait, no, hang on!
What?
Hang on! And then she'll just keep going.
Chunks grabs Posey's arm and starts skipping out too. And Spoon starts to float after him, and she goes, cha, 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 cha. And then goes out. And then in the background, looking at everybody, is Cameron. He watches you all leave, looks to everybody, and then just slowly follows out.
Ford runs back in real quick, picks up Cameron, and runs right back out real quick.
Oh, your friends are in a hurry.
Yeah.
Are you in a hurry?
I don't know. I think so. Okay. Thanks for guarding the museum so valiantly, and yeah. I'll see you. Will I see you? I don't know. Okay, bye.
Bye. She like waves to you as you scurry off. As you start to catch back up to your friends, and she like leans back on her desk, takes a deep breath and turns, and Spoons is just staring right in her face. He just kind of cocks his head and she says, oh. And then he just pops away.
What a power move.
Victor catches back up to Callan and Ford.
Why'd you guys ditch me?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What?
Did you get, like, her phone number or something?
Yeah, are you guys, like, gonna go get, like, dinner or something?
What? Oh. What? No! I could never... No, I don't even...
You can't have dinner?
No. No. I don't eat food.
I've seen you eat food.
I don't know that I've ever seen him eat food.
What?
Anyway, were we gonna go somewhere? I guess. The three of us without anyone else.
I look in Callan's bag and I pull out a raisin and I hand a raisin to Victor.
Thank you.
And then I just watch.
I mean, I'm not hungry right now, but
eat the raisin. Ford needs to know that you can eat food.
Okay.
Jeff, he just forgot about you. Don't worry about it.
He eats a raisin and chews it very slowly, like staring at you guys like, what's the
And Callum's looking at Ford like, yeah, that's right.
All right. You win this round.
What?
And then I turn back and head towards the gym. We'll come back and get her phone number. It's fine.
What?
Yeah.
Do you
She's
want
probably
her
night
number?
At the museum. What?
No. I wouldn't. No. That would be super rude.
You know she was, like, flirting with you, right?
Yeah, here. No. She was just being nice.
Nah.
Agree to disagree.
Oh, I'm just disagreeing.
Oh, okay. Don't agree, just disagree.
Just disagree. That is our stance.
Victor looks at Spoons like, do you know what are we talking about?
You like look over your shoulder and you see Spoons just kind of like stick his head up kind of out of your bag, and then he floats up out of it.
Bruh. All right, yeah, we'll go to the gym and then we'll come back.
Perfect. Maybe. And then to the bar.
Then to the bar.
Because we have a coupon? No. Punch card? Yes, punch card. That's what they're called.
I thought that was for coffees.
We have, listen, there was two. The coffee one.
Oh.
And then the beer. It seemed like we could use both. To the gym!
Callan and Ford start to make their way to the gym, and Jet comes and puts his arm around Victor, and he says, you know what, man? I think you made the right decision. I had a girlfriend, and she was just nothing but trouble, so...
Ninja!
Yeah! Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. I kind of pat you on the back as you two make your way towards the gym, too. And as you approach the Pewter City Gym, a marquee of a Pokeball made out of rocks sits above the double door entrance. As you get closer, you see an old man in a wheelchair and a younger man standing beside him. Both are dressed in suits and wear dark sunglasses.
Ford walks past him and says, Mr. President, and then keeps walking.
Oh, whoa, whoa, hey! The younger man steps forward as you, like, get closer to the gym and try to walk past. Wait, wait!
I didn't touch him.
No, I'm not, you don't...
I'm not a threat to the president.
He's not the president. It's my grandpa.
Oh.
Your grandpa's the president?
No, he's not, No, he's not the president. He's a guy.
Congratulations!
Hey, thanks. I don't know what for, but I know I'll take any compliment given to me by a couple of champs or a few champs look like you guys.
Congratulations, different than a compliment. I think you're confused. Whoa, those are two different things.
What is it then?
Well, one it's is a, like an. Yeah, Ford, you explain it.
Yeah, it's Ford.
We could give him the compliment sandwich.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's where you say something nice, then something mean, and then something nice again.
Oh, I think that's called negging.
No. That's when you say, like, oh, you suck so bad that you could be, like, a 5, but if you went to the gym, you'd be, like, an 8. That's negging.
Oh.
But
you know what you are. All of you, in my book, potential 10s. Champs, I say.
What?
Yeah, let me introduce myself. I'm sorry. My name is Jimmy, and this...
Oh, strong start.
...is my grandpa, Clyde.
Even stronger finish.
He's showing me the ropes of the family business. No. I'm showing you the ropes, Jimmy. The ropes of the family business. That's what I said, Grandpa. Huh?
What did he think you said? That's what I want to know.
I don't even know. But we're gym guys.
Well, but we found it.
You found it.
We don't really need a guide.
Well,
appreciate it, though.
We have a little bit more that we do than just help you find the gyms. We also help trainers, well, normally up-and-coming trainers, not seasoned vets as yourself. We give them advice on the gyms and the challenges that they'll find and you know, help them prepare, help new trainers prepare. But we're always looking for seasoned trainers, too, that we could give some tips to. You guys from another region?
How much does it cost?
Oh, it's free. Free of charge.
That's sweet. Do it.
Cost, Callum.
It is my favorite cost.
No, it's a multi-level marketing scheme. It's free right now.
Again?
Yes.
You're going to commit me to another one of these? What are these?
No.
Dime a dozen in the city?
I'm not doing it. I just if it's free right now, it's going to cost money later.
No, I don't think it will. I don't have any plans for it to cost you any money later. But my grandpa's been doing this for years. Since back in the day when he was young. He's told me all kinds of stories, and I thought it would make for a great row tube series. So I figured that I would have him show me how it's done, and then I'll film it, upload it to the internet. So to a gym guy channel so all the new trainers can get all the tips at any time. So I guess your only payment to me would be let me film you and interview you.
Doesn't that make you obsolete within like minutes?
Yeah, but the goal isn't for me to gain the fame. It's to help other trainers gain fame. And how else can I do that but make the tips free and widespread?
Yeah, okay, I'm in. You're hired. Other
business plans, but all right.
It's not a business. It's a hobby.
Certainly not.
So tell me how to be good at Pokemon training.
Well, I'm going to do that in the form of a road to video. If that's okay, I'm going to interview you guys and then give you the tips at the end.
Okay. All right, cool.
I don't like the way you keep saying that, but all right.
I think at the mention of interview, Victor's going to like start like inching away and just like pretend to be looking at something over here.
Oh, where are you going? You don't want to be in it?
Is it the way he keeps saying give you the tips?
Yeah, that's the one.
Pointers.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, pointers. Okay.
That's not better.
Hints. Helpful hints.
Yeah, okay.
Helpful hints.
Okay, all right, so how do we do it? You just asked me a question?
Yeah, so first, what are y'all's names?
Ford.
Your name's Ford?
Yes, it is.
Are you sure?
Victor.
Okay, and you're Victor.
Yep.
This is going to go out to millions of people, so just so they know. And how about you?
Caller? Sure.
Caller's your name? Okay. Caller, Ford, and Victor. Sounds good. Here we go. Here. Grandpa, hold the camera. Huh? Just press the red button. Is it going? No, you got it on you. He flips the camera around. Is this good? Yeah, Grandpa. All right. And he kind of stands.
Do y'all ever get concerned about how easily Austin just talks to himself? Like, how seamlessly he just does that now? Like, it's concerning.
I dig it.
I switch this thing in my brain and I just have different voices of different people.
Oh, that's called multiple personality disorder.
Hi, everybody. I'm Austin. And hi, I'm Austin.
I like that you're just multiple Austins.
Yeah. And hi, I'm Samathan. I'm also in here.
Samathan Gamma Jimathan.
Oh, God. It's just like that book we read, Dark Matter.
You mean the Dark Compass? You mean the...
No, that's
Polar Express?
His dark material, right?
His dark material.
So he'll kind of take Ford and Cal and kind of put you all together. If Victor...
Who?
Well, yeah. This is Austin telling you all what's happening. So Ford and Callan get pushed together, like he'll push you two together. But if Victor's not coming into the fold, like if he's staying out, he's going to try to get you to bunch up with the other two.
Maybe I'll just watch.
You don't want to be in the interview, Kyler?
You know, depends on what you're asking. I'm very private.
Oh, I'm not going to ask about your personal life.
Oh, okay. I guess that's fine.
Yeah, here, you're the tallest. Stand behind these two.
Oh, okay. Hi, guys.
Hey.
He stands in front of you, and you see him, like, pull this microphone out of, like, the inside of his jacket pocket, put it up to his face, and he looks at his grandpa, and he counts down 3, 2, 1, and his grandpa nods to him. Clyde.
Leave 5 seconds for room tone.
We're outside.
Leave 5 seconds for outside tone.
Hi, you guys. It's Jim Guy.
I got too excited. Forgot his own name. Hate when that happens.
Why don't you call yourself Jimmy Guy?
I am. That's what I was trying to say.
It's Jimmy Guy.
Victor turns to Jet.
He's standing out of camera. No, Victor, don't look at me. Don't let him. Don't draw attention to me. No, I don't want to be on camera.
Okay.
Thanks. Hey.
Witness protection.
Good job. You got this.
Thanks.
No problem.
Chet's acting shady, you guys.
Again?
Yeah.
Who?
Jimmy looks over, is like just staring at you all over his shoulder. You guys ready?
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
Take two.
Easy there, Guy Jamari.
Jamiroquai.
Hi, you guys. It's Jimmy Guy, the guy. Shit. It's a tongue twister. Take three.
We haven't even been negging you this time.
I know, it's just hard. Hi, you guys. It's Jimmy Guy, the gym guide, and we're at the rough and tumble rock type gym in Pewter City. I have three champs in the making here. Ford and her fired up Charmander Chonks. Victor and his Johto Totodile Posey. And Caller, his sidekick hammer of an Abra Spoons. I have a man that helped some of you in your journeys along the way with me, showing me the ropes. My grandpa, Clyde, the gym guide. Say hi, grandpa.
Huh?
Hi, grandpa. Anyways, let's ask the champs some questions. Champs, do you all plan on attacking the gym in solo division, or are you going to battle as an unstoppable team?
Unstoppable team.
Nice, nice. What's your strategy for winning? And he puts the microphone in front of actual Callan's face, and he says, Ford?
Easy. We're going to go in. We're going to play the elements. We're going to attack hard. Best defense is good offense. The best offense is good defense. Go in, destroy.
Oh, nice strategy. What's your ace monster in the pocket? Caller?
These two. He points at Chonks and Posey. And this one. And he points at Spoons.
Bah.
All of them together.
A strong team. Any new tricks up your sleeve? Victor?
Sorry. yes. We're gonna do some things, and I'm sure our opponent's gonna do some things, and we'll just hope for the best result.
That sounds amazing. Well, we won't keep our trainers any longer. They'll all receive a super potion, courtesy of the guides. Remember, if you want to donate items to the champs here, you can do so. The P.O. box and email is in the deets. They have a battle to get to.
What is it? Huh? What is the P.O. box?
Who? It's Jimmy Guide, the guide. T-H-E capitalized. Jimmy Guide, the guide, at...
That's not how P.O. boxes work.
This is the email, sorry.
All right, what's the email?
Jimmy Guide, the guide, at the rotom.com. I think that's it.
Can you spell that for me?
ROTOM.COM.
The whole thing. Because, you know, sometimes people need help spelling it all out.
GYDETHEGAUIDE at. No. ROTOM.COM?
You're a GUID now? That was amazing that you got all that in one take without any slip ups, Austin.
Thank you.
The power of editing.
It takes a lot.
It takes a village.
Yeah. Hang on, I still had more. Hang on. Oh, they have battle to get to. And remember, you're facing rock-type Pokemon. They're known for their defense. Wipe the floor with them using electric and water-type moves. That's right. Splash and shock your way to the top. Now go and show them what you got.
Wait, what?
That's... All right.
What about Brock and Awe?
Oh, Brock and Awe. That's very
good. That's
pretty
good, right? Good.
You're good at this catchphrase stuff. Victor, listen, if it's okay with you three, it'll it'll really help my channel and if I could show some highlights of the battle. Do you guys mind if my Rotom drones film the action?
Not at all. Let's go.
Sweet. And he throws four Pokeballs in the air and you see these navy blue Rotom drones pop out of them and start to fly up into the air.
Isn't it weird that they don't just like take over your Pokeballs as the thing that they inhabit?
They probably could.
I bet they could.
I don't know how Pokeballs work.
What do you do then as a gym guide?
When's the last time you took over whatever you inhabited, Callan?
Today?
That's fair. Callan probably does that, just throws a flag down wherever. I claim this for Callan.
You guys do look around, but don't see Jed anywhere.
Where'd he go?
Who?
Ninja boyfriend.
She taught him how to be a ninja before she broke up with him.
You can't. It's catching. If you hang around a ninja, too long... Yes.
Oh, we should hang out with some more ninjas.
I don't know.
Spoons, how cool is teleport? That could be us.
All right, fair. All right, who am I battling?
With or who are you battling against?
Yes.
Oh, like, Posey, do we all three, Cameron.
Do we all, is it two? No, is it two of us or is it all three of us?
We have to go in and find out the rules of the gym. Some gyms have different rules. Sometimes they make you plant flowers. No way to know.
Did you say something about a super potion? We're getting super potions.
Oh, yeah, here. He hands a super potion to each of you.
Thank you. We will probably need this.
Good luck.
Good luck to you, man.
Good luck to you, man.
Good luck to you, Gramps.
Ah, what?
Mr. President.
Huh? I like that, Grandpa.
That's president to you.
I like that, President Grandpa.
I'm not a big fan of his foreign policy.
Which one?
I don't know. I just say that to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
I like
about.
Them all.
I think you have a point, though, with his import and export sort of ideas with the taxation policies between the two continents. I'm not really sure that that's a strong position to hold, to tax everything coming in. And that's double taxation if you need to ship something to have it, you know, manufactured over there. And then when it comes back, that's just unfair policies right there. Anyways, you want to go in the gym?
Do you think he knows Mayor Cliff?
Oh, I bet he
does.
They
all know each other. Yeah.
Maybe he'll hire me.
You guys walk inside this building. And it's pretty much just a lobby area. You do see a woman with brown hair sitting at a desk. And she looks up as you enter and says, "Oh, I'm sorry. We're not taking any challengers today. There was an awful mudslide this morning," and you hear another voice. "I think we can make an exception for them at the backside of this lobby, where there's sliding glass doors that line the wall, is a guy standing there, and he looks familiar, but you can't quite place him at first. He's got black spiked hair and very narrow eyes. These three helped stop the mudslide this morning. If they want to check up the side of Mount Moon, they've earned it." And he takes a step forward towards you three. "Hi, I'm Forrest Harrison." Puts his hand out.
I shake his hand. I say, "I'm Victor."
"Hey, Victor. Nice to meet you."
Kellen will overly enthusiastically slap his hand and then like go in for like the fist bump afterwards.
In stride with you, slaps and fist bumps. He looks to be about your all's age.
There's no way to know what that is.
Where do I know the name Forrest Harrison from?
Sounds like Harrison Ford, I guess.
Oh! Maybe.
That's what I was wondering before this episode started, but yeah.
No, I mean like in the game where you say that he looks familiar.
We know Brock's last name in this game, which is Harrison.
Oh. So you're related to Brock?
Oh, yeah. That's my dad.
Oh. a lot going on in your family, huh?
Oh, tell me about it.
Why would I tell you about it? Wouldn't you tell me about it? It's your family.
No, no, it's a little private.
That's fine, we have private. Time.
We don't. The gym's closing soon.
You said that was no problem for us. We did a mountain thing earlier.
Right. It's so there's a time limit.
How much?
You'll find out. Do you want to know the rules?
I'll tell you.
Yes.
I'll tell you.
Please. Please.
He holds his hand out to actual Victor.
Victor glances at Callan and Ford with kind of just like this like really expression. He's like, I'm Caller. Not Caller. He'll set his hand.
Yeah, you guys were amazing this morning, so even though you already showed your merit, you'll still have to put your skills to this test if you want a boulder badge. So, the rules, you got to make it to the top of the hill. If you step outside these doors, there's going to be a sign to the right that gives you all the special rules. Check in with Nadine there at the front, and she'll help register you guys. Meet me at the top of the hill, and we'll battle. Or at the top of Mount Moon, and we'll battle. Sound good?
Yep.
Yep.
Wait, how are you going to get up there?
Don't you worry about that. I can't tell you. You would take my way.
Guys, I think he has an elevator or something.
He walks back off into the back.
A rock-a-vader.
I'm going to worry about it.
Hi, I'm Nadine.
Oh, hey, see, didn't you have a boyfriend once that helped dress you a Kyogre, and then there was a huge oil spill, and then he gave you his pocket?
What?
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
I feel like there was a video documentary about it.
Don't.
Victor, have you seen that movie? Free Kyogre 2? She made up pretty well.
Listen, I can't talk about that. If I talk too much about it, they'll take me in for my role in it. It wasn't a movie. It was a documentary. It happened.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I can't just stop talking about it, or I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay, but I want all the details.
Okay, I got you, but I gotta make sure you're cool first. And then I'll tell you everything.
All right, sweet.
A play-by-play.
Yes.
Hey, what does the boulder badge look like?
Enough to break the ice. Oh, you didn't ask what it weighed.
Nope.
Sure didn't.
Never mind. You'll see the boulder badge once you get one. They don't...
Oh, okay.
They won't show you until then. He's strict.
Okay.
About his policies. Are you all doing solos or are you going as a team? There's
team
merits to each.
Team.
Team.
Yeah, Victor said team.
Okay. Okay, so then you need a team of 6 Pokemon.
Hell okay. Yeah.
All together.
All together. All right.
You will need to register those Pokemon, and you can only use the Pokemon that you're battling with in the challenge ahead. You must leave all others behind, and you cannot catch any new Pokemon during your ascent of Mount Moon. So we'll decide which Pokemon you're taking first.
Cameron and Posey.
All right, for Victor, Cameron, and Posey.
I'm gonna whisper to Callan and Ford, like, are we gonna get in trouble for this fake name thing? And I totally thought we were just doing that for the camera guy, but like...
I kind of thought it was fun, so I kept it going.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they gonna get us in trouble for? Yeah. Them not listening well enough to our introductions?
Yeah, we just tell them they got it wrong. It's fine.
Okay.
The only weird part is now Callan has to be Caller if we ever fix it back normal, which I kind of think is fun, too.
It's basically if you just take a dry erase marker and you take off the little ends, it's already Caller. I barely have to change anything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What Pokemon should I use?
This ought to help.
For the people listening at home, Austin just changed our pictures to match our fake names.
So. What Pokemon should I use?
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing this thing. Psyduck?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Good move, man.
Just don't know if spoons would... I don't know. You know what? Let's do spoons.
All right. All right. Chonks, obviously, you're in. And then Callan's going to look at Pidgey and Pichu, let Liddy out of the Pokeball, and be like, all right, which one of you guys wants to do this?
Pichu is asleep and has not woken up wherever she is.
In the backpack with the cool stuffed animal.
Liddy just kind of floats there. And I'll say Liddy does, she kind of looks out like these back windowed sliding doors and sees the rain and just kind of looks, but looks back at you and puts on a brave face. And Pidge, confident, chest, breast up.
She's going to go to Pidgey and be like, Pidgey, should we give Liddy a chance to try this? You can stay with Pichu and watch Pichu. That helps.
Pidgey looks over at Liddy and looks back to you.
All right, let's do it.
Nadine will kind of bring over this cart that you guys can put all your Pokeballs on and anything you want. There's also places for the Pokemon to chill out that aren't in the Pokeballs. Okay. The next rule is you must start at the rock wall behind the Pewter City Gym. And she kind of points out the window, and you guys see out back that there's like this short backyard filled with boulders and rocks jutting up out of the ground, littered in no real particular pattern or anything. It stretches all the way to the base of Mount Moon, and the mountain on this side of the area is just rock. There's no paths, no man-made footholds or handholds, just the natural rock face of a mountain. And she'll say, you must start by climbing that wall to start on Mount Moon. If you're competing as a team, which you are, one of the team members needs to make it to the battle and win, and all team members will receive a badge. You have 1 hour to make it to the top. And I'll start your timers as soon as you guys touch the wall. Start climbing the wall.
Is Austin making us do an escape room? That's what this feels like.
Kinda.
Are there any questions?
When do we get to the rock lobster?
What's a lobster?
Wow. All right, no.
Are you really?
He's never B-52 here before.
No.
I never what? I've never been.
He's never been B-52 here before.
Oh.
Love Shack? Nothing?
Love Shack, baby.
Like,
yeah, it's the B-52s.
Who's 100 now, Alex?
Alex.
Calix.
I'm Ford.
Any questions?
Nope.
None now, but after, when you're telling me things, I'm going to have so many questions.
Gotcha.
All right, let's go touch a wall.
Okay.
All right.
Callie, you look so concerned.
Do we have to sign like a waiver? Like if we fall off the wall and die, like
can't sue him if you're dead?
That's true.
Oh, okay. You did all that when you signed up with the Pokemon League.
Nice.
Just always read your contracts. Okay, let's go.
Nope.
You walk out into the backyard. Lightning crashes behind Mount Moon. As you all approach the wall, you see it's slick with rain. The mud and the ground as you approach it, your shoes are sinking in like about ankle deep, and you guys are getting ready to start the gym challenge.
You guys can catch more of me at CZ Drop on Twitter and twitch.tv/CZ Drop. Every other Sunday, we do Dungeons and Dracon Beans. Every other Friday, a new episode of the Lake Starter comes out. Okay, bye.
I'm Tim, and you can find me at horsegirls.club because I do a podcast called Horse Girls. I'm also on Animorphs Anonymous and occasionally Surprise Attack Book Club. Not me, the occasionally. The attack is occasional. And I'm Remo Beware on Twitter.
Hello, I am Casey. I can be found on podcasts like Animorphs Anonymous and Hearst Girls, where I talk about books with my friends. I can be found once a month on Art Corner, where I draw stuff with my friends. I can be found at Beside You, which is my gay romance webcomic that I make and draw. You can read that for free at BSIDEYOUcomic.com or on Tapas and Webtoons. You can also go to my Patreon to get early access pages and work in progress pages and other such content. If you find any of this intriguing, you can find me at all the places you can find me at linktr.ee/KCDstudios. Find.
Hi, I'm Alex. You can find me on Twitter at AlexandBirds. You can also find me on 800 billion podcasts all around the world. You can find me on Animorphs Anonymous. You can find me on Horse Girls. You can find me on Dungeons and Draken Beams. You can find me on Surprise Attack Book Club. And then the other ones that are around that I do on occasion. Some of them on hiatus. Some of them are just, you know, sporadic, like Questmaster. Oh, Linktree, linktr.ee/join the club. So you can find all of our work there.
You can start late, but at least you're starting. Okay, bye.